Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellow Florida lovers, you've reached Reader Rewind at 850-270-8418. It's a call-in line where Florida natives and transplants can leave us a voice message. You all have a story to share, and we love to hear them.
This is a special tribute to Harry T. Moore, the first martyred civil rights advocate. More than half a century passed before Martin Luther King began to preach from his pulpit in Montgomery, Alabama. A man named Harry T. Moore toiled in Jim Crow, Florida, on behalf of the NAACP and the Progressive Voters League. For 17 years, in an era of indifference and outright hostility, the soft-spoken but resolute Moore traveled the back roads of the state on a mission to educate and organize. It was Moore's defense of the Groveland Four, black youth accused under murky circumstances of raping a white woman in Lake County, that drew the wrath of the Ku Klux Klan and pitted him against one of the most feared and vilified sheriffs in the country, Willis McCall. But on Christmas night, 1951, in a small orange grove in a tiny community of Mims, Florida, a bomb placed under the bed ended Harry Moore's life. Although his two daughters survived, his wife, Harriet, died of her injuries a week later. Unjustly neglected until now, Moore's death stands as the first in what was to be a long and tragic line of assassinations in the civil rights movement. In the fall of 1927, Moore was promoted to principal of the Titusville Colored School. He bought a Model T Ford so he could make the four-mile drive to Titusville. The earliest family photos show Harry and Harriet smiling like newlyweds, showing off their baby girl and Harry leaning on the hood of his Model T, wearing a white shirt tie and sporting his gold fob watch, the picture of dignity. During the war years, my father delivered ice to the Moore home. When he received news of Harry Moore's death, he was sitting at the kitchen table, tears in his eyes. He was a gentleman, a real gentleman, he said. That was the highest compliment my father would ever pay any man. On December 26, 1977, nearly 500 people came to Mims for the Harry T. Moore pilgrimage, sponsored by the Florida NAACP. The special guest of honor that day was Evangeline Moore, who had moved back to Florida in 75 after 25 years in Washington, D.C. She and her son were now the only surviving members of the Moore family. Her sister had passed away 3 years earlier. After the service at the St. James Missionary Baptist Church, a 100-car motorcade to the Old Dixie Elementary School, then a half-mile march to the LaGrange Cemetery, where the Florida NAACP dedicated a memorial stone on the Moore's crypt.
Thanks for calling Reader Rewind. We love Florida just as much as you do, all 65,000 square miles of it. Until next week, we hope you enjoy Florida Time, our weekly Florida history column, and its newsletter. Want to leave a message? Call us at 850-270-8418.